I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Yes, I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. And I want to say thank you to everyone who worshiped with us over this past weekend for our women's conference at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. It was truly a blessing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, our topic for today is 300. And our scripture comes from the book of Judges, chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. And I am still a little hoarse. I ministered on Sunday morning, so just kind of bear with me. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that you can tune in live with me on Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website, fueldfire.com. Just go to the Morning Motivation page on your phone or your desktop, and you'll be able to click the button, and you can just tune in live online. But if you miss me live at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, then you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. on my website, fueldfire.com. Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow the podcast by texting MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. And every day at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, you will receive a text message that has a clickable link, which takes you straight to the recording, because you don't want to miss this hot breakfast for your soul. You can eat breakfast all day, break, during lunch, while you're driving, you know, with your family. So you really don't want to miss it. Now, all of that information, everything else you need to know, the ability to contact me, it's all on the website. That's fieldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Judges, chapter 7, verses 1 through 7, reading from the KJV. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. Now listen to how many people left the army. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thy set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. This is our last verse. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go every man into his place. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud wherever you are. 300. Woo, praise the Lord. What do you think it takes for God to bring about sustained victory, not just victory, but sustained or ongoing victory in your life? Are you delaying your own blessings due to the captivity of your own insecurity because you don't have a certain credential, car, home, pedigree? You're not a certain race or socioeconomic status. In the book of Judges that we just read, the Lord had to show Gideon how numbers really only matter when the people within the numbers are ordained to be within your life or your purpose or destiny by God. You see, Gideon was going up to fight the Midianites, and he had with him well over 30,000 people. That's what he felt he needed, and that's understandable because when we go to war, generally we want a vast number of people, and we want them to be a vast number of qualified, credentialed, and trained people according to what we believe is qualified, trained, and credentialed. So Gideon went up to protect his people and to fight. But the Lord said to him, you have too many people. See, if I let you go out here with all of these people, you'll get heady and high-minded and forget that your victory came from me and begin to think that you did this of your own volition and of your own strength. So I need to keep you in the place where you understand that no matter what happens and no matter who comes against you and no matter how strong the attack of your opponent may appear to be, as long as I am in the midst, as long as I am the one numbering your people, numbering your army, everything is going to be all right. So he said, just let the people who are fearful go home. And isn't this something? Gideon said, okay, if you're afraid, you can go. 22,000 people left. Think about if he had gone to fight with those 22,000 scared people. It's something when you select a large group of people to help you, only to find out that they're just waiting for an opportunity to opt out of your purpose and destiny. So then the Lord said, well, you got 10,000 left, Gideon, but that's still too many. I need to show you whom you have with you. So I'm going to test them and show you how to weigh out the people who are part of your group. Take them down to the water and just let them drink. Now, the ones who bow down, you don't really want them. You know why? Because they're not vigilant, they're not watchful. How can they be ready to fight if they have their face bowed down to the water? They're not even looking for the enemy. They're not even on the bolo, as we say in the law. You know, they issue a bolo, B-O-L-O. That means be on the lookout. They're not even on a bolo for you. If the enemy came upon them, they would be easily defeated. They're not even prepared. But there were only 300 men who, as they drank the water, continued to look upward because they were ready for the attack. This is the significance that the Lord wants me to utilize to encourage you on today's podcast of morning motivation, that numbers are important and there is strength in numbers, but there's only the right kind of strength if the numbers are ordered and ordained by God. Some of us have a lot of people around us, but they're fearful like the 22,000, or they're not watchful, they're not prepared nor ready like the other almost 9,700 who drank from the water, bowed down on their knees. You see, what happens is we begin to think that as long as people meet our criterion, as long as they meet what we feel is necessary to accomplish a certain destiny, then we have what we need. This is why we end up being stabbed in the back. This is why we end up dealing with people in our circle who are crabs in a barrel. This is why we end up not being able to go forward because we surround ourselves with the wrong people. Now, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with having the right credentials, education, finances, any of that, because I have those things, and I want you to have those things, and most of you have those things, and then the others are attaining or reaching for those things. There's definitely nothing wrong with wanting to have better and to do better because you deserve better. But the issue becomes when you begin to rely on your own assessment, your own understanding, your own wisdom outside of prayer, fasting, and seeking God. 300 was Gideon's number. 100 might be your number. 10 might be your number. 5 might be your number. And sometimes 1 will be your number because you will have to fight the battle alone naturally, but God will be there with you spiritually, and he will bring the victory into your hands. Do you understand the necessity and the advantage of having God on your side? If God is on your side, it doesn't matter what the enemy sends against you. If God is on your side, it doesn't matter how many the enemy sins against you. If God is on your side, it doesn't matter the duration or the tenure or the length of time of the attack sent by the enemy. What matters most is, did God ordain the numbers? Did he ordain the people in your life? Come on and praise him. I know this is some good teaching, but we got to go into prayer. Just say, Lord, ordain the numbers in my life. Come on, hallelujah. Lord, ordain the numbers in my life. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. This is another day that you've given us. We know we did not merit it. We did not deserve it, but it is truly because of your grace and mercy. And so we say hallelujah today. We say hallelujah today. We say hallelujah today, and we just praise your name. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness of every sin. We repent of our sinful ways and our sinful nature and our sinful thoughts. And Father, we submit our wills and our lives unto you today. Lord, we ask that you would help us to allow you to order our steps, to order our numbers, to show us who is for us and to show us who is against us, to let us look with the spiritual eyes as you do at all those in our circle so that we can spiritually ascertain who needs to be sent home. We don't have to send them away with hostility nor malice, but just the understanding that they weren't meant to be within the inner circle to take us to victory. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening for everything they've laid before you in accordance with your will, that you bless them right now. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless them and everything that is laid before you. Father, you know their needs, and there's nothing impossible for you. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Bind the enemy. We bind the devourer right now, and we speak blessings into their lives. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to give you the altar call, then our tithes for today, and we're going to end. But just keep praising him. Keep saying, Lord, order my numbers. Now, for those of you who are not saved, or if you are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness, and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord and welcome. Remember, everyone, to tune in live here at 6:30 via telephone or online. And remember to text MM to 33222. Because if you, for some reason, can't call in or can't tune in, you're just going to get this straight to your phone, and it'll always be there for you, ready for you to hear and share with others as you win souls. All right, hallelujah. Our topic for today is 300. Your task for today is to spend some more quality time with the Lord. Ask him to give you spiritual insight and discernment so that you can see who should be for you. You could see who is against you, and you can send them away and get the right number in your camp. All right, I love you. This is Morning Motivation, Hot Breakfast for Your Soul. I'll see you in the morning. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the